Salem. Hi, I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, together on this 20th day of January. Wonderful Wednesday. A new day. A day that many of us have been hoping that maybe we would get to living life back to normal, whatever normal is, right? We had said that maybe after the election in November, we would have things reopen and this COVID thing would be set aside, or maybe then we kept moving the goal down the road, maybe by the 20th of January, right? Well, here we are today, and we're still in an interesting place in America. And I want to start with this because I think it's a great reminder on many levels about who we are and keeping the main thing the main thing. Let's listen to this. Absolutely incredible. Listening to the wonderful voices of our children, right? Pledging allegiance to the flag and keeping our eyes focused that we are the most amazing country in the world. And we are the, as my friend, new friends in Canada had said, you know, America is known as kind of the angel of the world, in a sense, keeping and fighting for faith and the goodness of humanity and all of those things. And so I know listening to Jeff's show this morning, the first couple of hours, there's a lot of stir about feelings and how we feel about this day and all the stuff, you know, leading up to this day. And the reality is, and my dad told me this as a young girl, we cannot continue to operate from a place of emotion and feelings. We have to use facts, we have to use our head, and we have to continue to walk in that spirit of faith and not fear. And so this morning, again, and as I said, the day after the election, I'm going to continue to hit this drum. Where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? And I thought this was interesting, and I'm just going to touch on this. A very good friend of mine and the Dunnick family out of South Dakota and also in Oklahoma have been great friends of mine for years. And Guy Dunnick is a biblical scholar. He's a teacher, a trainer, a pastor. He's been all over the world spreading the good news, but also he's very, very good about his words and bringing things to light, not only as far as the Bible goes, but just even in the political realm. And I thought this was neat. He posted this, and I got his permission to talk about it. He said, this is what he posts. Trump will never leave the White House. Trump will pardon himself. Trump will start World War III. Trump will crash the economy. Trump will start a war with North Korea. Trump is like Hitler. Trump is like Mussolini. Trump colluded with Russia. Trump is a Russian puppet. Hillary said that again yesterday. Wrong, 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 and wrong. So many people couldn't get past Trump's rhetoric and pay attention to what he was actually doing, his policies, because their view was so myopic. They couldn't look past the person and see his good and work on his policies that he did. They also did not pay close enough attention to the profound parties currently representing by Democrats and Republicans. In his 4 years, President Trump did a lot of very good things, which I won't fully list here, but he fixed the VA and took care of our vets. He rebuilt the military, lowered taxes, created a great economy that raised the income for the lowest wage earners in America, selected over 300 federal judges and three Supreme Court judges, funded black universities, stopped the decimation of historical statues, built a wall on our southern border, created Space Force, took tax dollars away from Planned Parenthood, brought back manufacturing, put Iran on their heels, brokered more peace and new relationships in the Middle East through the Abraham Accords, decimated ISIS, etc., etc. Time will tell how history will view President Trump. I have my own views of him, which have been consistent for more than 4 years. I voted twice for President Trump and have no regrets about it. Others have their views of him, which they are, of course, entitled to. And I appreciate that post because it's exactly, it kind of captures my heart about President Trump. And because of all of the media spins and twists and even the counterintelligence, the inside scoop and all of that, that took away from the great work that was accomplished. And one thing, it boils down to this. When in your lifetime, friend, when in your lifetime have you had a politician do what they said they would do? When? I mean, I think from even our local elected officials and all the way to the state houses, all the way up to, you know, even the water board, local water boards or planning commissions. I mean, where these people get elected and they say great things, they overpromise and underdeliver so much. One thing I can say about my personal perspective about President Trump, love him or hate him, he did what he said he was going to do. And we always knew what he was going to do. He was forthcoming. He was blunt at times. Maybe how he delivered it wasn't as politically accepted as it should have been. But he was a man of his word. And with that, I will say, yes, not in my feelings or in my emotions, because I'm trying to rise above that today. I will say this. Because I've watched the history of the last 4 years of a man who said he was going to do what he's going to do, I'm not going to trust anything that comes from anybody else's mouth unless it's his own. I am going to believe that he is not done fighting and he'll do the best he can from where he's at, wherever that is. Obviously, he's not going to be president because right now it's looking like inauguration's taking place, right? But I believe that he will continue from the way he can to support our country and defend our liberties and our freedoms. And I look forward to discovering what that is. Put that aside, transition into this. Where do we go from here? It flips all the way back to right here in Salem, Oregon, or Arkansas, or South Dakota, or Texas. Wherever you're listening from online, here's what we got to do, friends. We got to make sure we take personal responsibility, that we take care of our family, we take care of our health. We do the best that we can in our business, our enterprise, in our ministry, all the things that we do, we take charge. We cannot live in that place of emotion that it's because of what they did, I'm the way. We cannot be in victim mentality any longer, and we cannot be manipulated by the media. And it is so evident that radio stations like this radio station, KSLM, where we have the liberty at this point to continue to speak the truth, we as the people need to get behind these enterprises and we need to find ways that we can stay connected. We need to get engaged. No more standing on the sidelines, friends. What are you going to do today? I encourage you to get involved, and I think it's important that we connect with our business leaders in our community right here in Salem and in the community that you live to find out how they're doing with the lockdown and all of the stringent requirements for them to just operate and do their day-to-day businesses. Those of us that do a time clock and work for someone else, we have no idea what that business owner and what they put their livelihood on the line and how this last year has been for them. And so again, the beauty of this show is I have the opportunity to bring people in and say, hey, how you doing and what's going on in your world? And this morning, I'm so excited to have Mike Adams on the show with me this morning. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Stacy.
Thank you for putting up with my little Stacy moment there.
No, you're all good. It's your show.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's been an interesting season with being away for a bit and having perspective, looking in from the outside, getting a cultural perspective from another country on America, and coming back in and going, okay, I'm ready. I've got my boots tied up. I'm ready to engage. And I come to Salem. Of course, I've been gone and I'm seeing all of these pop-ups downtown of restaurants that are trying to maintain open with structures on the street, which I don't think is the safest.
Well, yeah.
And I think that's more of a threat than COVID, honestly. And then I see all the pop-up other things of people living on intersections and things. And I'm concerned, Mike, about our little town here. It's not so little, actually, but our community. And I wonder, how are you doing with your businesses? Give us an update of what's going on.
Well, you know, we're doing okay. Mm-hmm. We have a type of food that can be easily packaged to go. We're substantially down in sales. Mm-hmm. Our catering from, you know, for all of last year was pretty much gone. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge income loss. It is picking up a little right now. Mm-hmm. We're doing some things over the next, you know, couple months. We have some catering booked. Nothing huge. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're working through the whatever you want to call it. You know, it's just a new, I hate to say a new normal, but I'm afraid that we may be stuck like this for a while. But that, you know, you get into the science of it all. People mm-hmm. say, oh, you have to follow the science. Well, if you followed the science, you'd know that restaurants are the lowest, you know, in the lowest in or lowest group of mm-hmm. infection rate of any.
Right.
So less than the huge department stores, the huge grocery stores, you know, the Walmarts and the Winco's mm-hmm. and you know, and they're supposed to be at 75% capacity. But I tell you what, you go in there and you're standing in a line. They have the little marks on the floor. And, you know, we went in, I think it was right around the New Year, and we couldn't get a shopping cart. We had to wait.
Whoa.
To get a shopping cart. And we're talking Walmart, mm-hmm. you know. So there's different rules for each business.
And it's like there's winners and losers. They're picking on different sizes. And, you know, I can't help but wonder, the big box stores and those big corporations, you know, they have a lot of attorneys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you know, well, that's the thing. If you want to get into the conspiracy theory or the, you know.
Mm-hmm. The what ifs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had this discussion, let's say, on Facebook. A couple days ago, young lady owns a small clothing store,
mm-hmm.
and I can't remember what the session started out as, but somebody commented that they're trying to, you know, communism, turn us into socialism, communism, and she commented back, "No, I don't agree with that. Communism is where they take your business and run your business. They don't want to do that." And I commented back, "You don't think that taxing you so much that you can barely make it is them owning your business and letting you work there for mm-hmm. a nominal fee and not letting anybody else make a higher wage than anybody else?" And that's what they're trying to do.
Great point. And even so with, I didn't realize here in Salem that when you have a downtown business, you pay a parking fee. You pay to have parking spaces.
There's another tax.
All kinds of, they call them fees, but it's a tax.
Yeah.
And so your businesses, you know, having to navigate what I call through turbulent waters, you know, navigate and try to figure out when this next wave comes and how you're going to forge through it or whatever.
Yeah.
You have had to really pivot and all these words that we hear this last year to stay viable, right?
Well, absolutely. You know, they did a grant put a tent up and a heating to bring your inside outside inside. So, you know, so now you can't have people inside your air conditioned or heated building that has clean air that mm-hmm. circulates all the time. You've got hood systems that pull air out. You've got filtration. You've got most businesses have some kind of system, because otherwise a restaurant would get super hot in there if you didn't have a good air filtration.
So our outside eating is supposedly better than our inside. We're going to continue the conversation after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Where is the common sense chart and graph? We'll talk about it when we get back.
Good morning. It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day this morning.
Good morning, Salem. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. Glad to be hanging out with you on this wonderful Wednesday. I say we take a look at our weather. Ooh, it's chilly this morning. Had to scrape the windshields. Well, actually, I didn't scrape the windshields. Terry does it for me. I'm so spoiled that way and very thankful for him. And speaking of being thankful this morning, I want to give a shout out to Jeff Kropp for his help over the last several weeks, who picked up my extra hours and continued on with Political Coffee. And I just want to say, Jeff, thank you for your leadership, for your perspective, your wisdom, and what a gift you are and a treasure to Oregon. And thank you for all that you do. I look forward to working, continue to work, to do what we can do here in Oregon to bring encouragement, to bring a strategy, and to continue to fight for liberty here in our great state of Oregon and in our country. So thank you, Jeff. All right. So as we look at what's happening here in Salem, I have Mike Adams here in the studio with me, and Mike has a few businesses in the area. Of course, the best ribs, I believe, in the area. And I have not had an opportunity to go to your other restaurant yet because of all the shutdown and everything. And my understanding is it's Bow and Vine. Is that correct?
Bow and Vine Burger Bar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my understanding is the atmosphere there, to be inside, it's a really cool, fun, some of the young people say vibey place. You know,
it's a fun place.
When we
opened that, people said, wow, we finally get a Portland restaurant.
Yay.
You know, they thought we were from Portland. You know, they're bringing that in there. We mm-hmm. just came up with the concept. My youngest son, Matt, is the developer, and he actually pretty much runs that operation, as well as our partner Brian, who's the marketing guy. So when you see Instagram and Facebook and stuff, that's all Brian.
Oh, good.
And I'm just the old man that helped him do it.
Yeah.
So leveraged Adam's Rib in order to open the first Bow and Vine, and then it took off so well. It's just, you know, we've got two more, one in Corvallis, one in Eugene. But yeah, it is the vibe, and that gets into, you know, part of that whole restaurant scene is going in and having that fun, that excitement.
Yes.
You know, so now everybody's having to remake. We have a few tables during the sunny weather or non-rainy days that we put out on the sidewalk in front of Bow and Vine right now. And like I said, I'm working on a tent. It's been just a nightmare, and I've worked with the city over and over and over, but trying to get a parking space on my side of the street to put a tent so it doesn't encroach on the sidewalk too much. It's funny that you brought up the tents, because that's what I was dealing with this morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. I remembered I hadn't heard back from the permit office, and so I sent an email, and right away at 7 this morning I got an email back. So the gal was quick to respond today, and now I just got another email saying they can't find my plat.
Your plan?
So they can't, you know, my site plan. And I'm like, it was with the permit. So now I have to go back and find. It's just one thing after another. They give you a grant to get tenting and lighting.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't talk to the other parts of the city to relax some of the rules, because, you know, putting a tent on a 14-foot sidewalk, I've got a 10-foot wide tent. That leaves 4 feet to the building. Well, you have to have 12 feet from the building.
Right.
So now I'm into the parking spot, so then I've got to talk to the parking. And then they're arguing with me because it's a sloped street to the curb, so they want to know what my platform's going to look like.
Oh,
so now
boy.
I have to build a platform in the street. And I'm fine with doing all that, but, you know, let's work together. This has taken me 2.5 months now of going back and forth.
Not to
mention all the tent companies are overwhelmed.
They're being,
because it all hit at one time, and they're backed up. You know, the tent company, I just got the tent in last week, and I ordered it 6 or 8 weeks ago.
Incredible.
Yeah, it's just a nightmare.
So that's like, hey, we've got grants, and we're going to help you in a business, but guess what? You have to jump through all of these hoops and get through all of these, and you may get to put that tent up that we just paid for.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness! It just, where is the common sense in that?
And they did. Eliminate the fee for the permit for the tent.
Well, this is good news.
So that was good.
Okay.
Or the parking.
Okay.
They're eliminating the fees, but it's the hoops that I'm having to jump through. It's some, you know, as a business owner, and I'm the kind of guy that you come up with the idea, you figure out the plan to get it done, and
get it done. Yeah.
And you know, I've opened restaurants in 4 to 6 weeks from build out to done because we've got to start making money.
Right.
You know, I've got a lease to pay here. I got to start making money.
Time is to go now.
But then you get into the government aspect of it, and it's like, well, you didn't do this, or you have to do that. Or,
and if our government was ran as efficiently as businesses, we'd be a lot further down the line, wouldn't we?
Well, all the hoops, that could get us into a whole nother discussion.
So here is something I want to go into. We're going to go on a break here pretty soon, but this last part of our show, I want to talk a little bit about engaging in government process and what mm-hmm. people can do, because here's the part that I'm a little frustrated with. All of these business owners that are highly regulated, OLCC, OSHA, even those that have figured out a way to make it happen, they're having these people call to harass them through these agencies, and then the agency sends emails and causes all kinds of disruption to the business. And guess what? They show up and there's no infringement. There's no problem. There's no trouble. And it just is the cycle that needs to stop. And what I'm frustrated about, Mike, is that we are, because of the COVID threat, everyday citizens, common people, are cut out of the process. Normally, we can call our elected officials or go have coffee or visit or give our opinions and our concerns. And it's like that piece has totally been eliminated, and they have all the power and they don't care with the local. It feels yeah. that way. Again, I don't like to operate, but that seems that way. History over the last year has supported that.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
I think as we move into this new year and this discussion we'll have this next half an hour, I want us to talk about ideas and stir the pot and encourage people on ways that they can get engaged and involved, even with the limitations, and how we can kind of buck up in a civil way against some of these limitations to try to get a pathway to reopening. What do you think yeah. about that? You want to talk about that?
That's it. And, you know, I don't know how many people know, but I am the chair of the Marion County Republican Party.
Fantastic.
Just got elected to that this just last fall. There is a lot of ways we can get involved right now. You know, there's emailing. They're gonna have Zoom virtual meetings, which I am so sick and tired of.
We're burning out of Zoom. Yes, hold that thought, Mike. We're gonna get into some specifics when we come back from this break. I want to remind friends, you can connect with us at kslm.news. In fact, get registered for our Freedom Celebration coming up January 31st. It's on a Sunday afternoon. Love to see you there. We'll be back after this. Radio KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. Glad to be hanging out with you, my friend, on this wonderful Wednesday. And thanks for all the emails and the phone call that I got yesterday and welcoming me back. And I'm glad that you missed the morning show. And I have to say, I did get to a place where I was like, I'm kind of missing getting up early and hanging out with you all. And I want to say thanks to Dave and Paige Smith, Realty One Group, Willamette Valley, for being a morning show sponsor, ready to go above and beyond to serve you and your real estate needs. And to our friend Bill Sunderland, he is with Country Financial Sunderland Agency. If you have any insurance needs, whether it be for your home, your business, maybe your pet, we have to ask him about that. Tomorrow, Bill will be on the show with us. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in economics, right, and finance stuff with all of the changes going on in the president, if that's affecting things. So we'll have those questions for him tomorrow. And we're continuing on the discussion this morning of where do we go from here? And we've had a delightful conversation so far with Mike Adams and a business owner, local leader. Mike, it's so good to have you in the studio and to get your perspective. You're a longtime resident. Is Oregon home? How long have you been here? Give us a scoop for people that may not know a little bit of your background.
Well, I actually grew up in Southern California. I was born in the South Bay, so mm-hmm. I was born in Inglewood, lived in Torrance and the beach areas down mm-hmm. there, the South Beach, Redondo Beach, Manhattan, that mm-hmm. area. It's funny, I was when I was a little kid, it was so smoggy down there.
Mm-hmm.
My dad had got a new job on the Central Coast when I was about 11, And when I was 13, I think we moved to Santa Maria, and we had really bad asthma as a kid, and that smog didn't help. So moving to Santa Maria was blue skies and
fresh
really
air.
Helped. Fresh air. So I learned how to barbecue in Santa Maria. My dad was an avid smoker, barbecuer, smoking food. He smoked cigarettes too, but he was an avid barbecue guy in Southern California too. But when we moved to Santa Maria, I learned how to do open pit barbecue, and that's how we kind of started in the barbecue business. I've owned many, many businesses other than that over the years, but that's kind of where I got that barbecue
that desire.
Fever and wanting good food. And I grew up watching cooking shows as a kid because I had some vision problems. I had to have a surgery when I was little, so for like a month I was blind from, had my eyes covered for the healing. And I would sit there and listen to cooking shows on TV, and I was a weird kid. I learned how to cook with the French Chef and Yan Can Cook and the Galloping Gourmet and all the others that were on the early TV, on OPB most of it. But so I can cook anything. I don't like to be called a chef. I am a pit master. But I'll take that role on whenever. I'm working on a new YouTube channel right now.
Oh, are you? Fantastic. So, glad to hear that.
That's new stuff.
I'm looking forward to that. So tell me about when you talk about most people, when it's their craft or their desire or their passion, is it your go-to? Like, do you, when you're barbecuing, are you working out things, thinking through, or are you just doing the food thing? You know, some people, like, if they're a musician, that's how they get their therapy, and that's how they get to their place of peace.
Yeah.
Is the barbecue pit kind of your place?
Well, that's the kitchen, essentially. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're cooking in the restaurant, you're doing your recipes. Mm-hmm. You're doing what it's set, because it's got to be the same every time.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, when you have a downtime, you're figuring out new things to do, figuring out new recipes, new processes, new styles. You know, there's a lot of fun to it. When you see our specials come up, those are something that, not that I've done anymore, because I don't do the restaurants anymore. My wife loves it because when I cook at home, it's always something fancy.
I love it.
But in the restaurant, when you see those specials come up, my son-in-law Omar runs the North Restaurant. He developed this brisket grilled cheese with bacon jam, and I mean, it's just an over-the-top, and everybody just loves it.
I love it.
And so, yeah, when you do that, that's your fun. It's still fun. Mm-hmm. You don't get tired of it.
You're not tired of it. And with that, I'm going somewhere with that.
Okay.
When you think about all the recipes and the strategies and the ways to look at that, those life skills apply to anything that you go to conquer, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And so you've been elected chair of the Marion County Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
And part of my thing is, where do we go from here? This is political station, and where do we go from here? And I think it's amazing that a local business owner who's been here for years and years and developed these businesses would be interested in engaging in the political process. Talk to me about that.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because I still have a watch that was given to me in, I want to say, 1973. And it's a Spiro Agnew watch. Well, Spiro Agnew was a vice president candidate. Did he make it to vice president? Anyways, his watch, I've got a Spiro Agnew watch that was given to me as a kid. So I've always been interested in politics, and I've followed it pretty heavily, more so since I started voting and voted for Reagan my first election.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was raised a Democrat. My family was Democrat, but they weren't the Democrats of today.
Kennedy Democrats.
They were Kennedy Democrats. Mm-hmm. My little brother was born 2 days after Kennedy died, because my mom was, it was premature, because my mom was so upset when Kennedy was assassinated that she went into labor. So they were, there's fringe in every group.
Every group.
It doesn't matter what party you're associated with. There's going to be hard left and there's going to be hard right. There's a lot of good Democrats, and then there's the ones that are always wanting to fight.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of good Republicans, and then there's the fringe that are aggressive and want to fight. And then there's infiltrators that get in on each side because they just want to see the two fight.
Yeah.
And that's what we have to be careful of. Today, we're in a pretty bad state as far as our country and the division in our country. And the only way to get past that is to come together at somehow and, you know, work with the other side. And you know, we get into the presidential situation 4 years ago, before Trump was even elected. Mm-hmm. He came down the stairs of Trump Tower and he was hated immediately. A man that was loved by everybody, mm-hmm. no matter what your color, mm-hmm. other than, you know, he's kind of an arrogant guy, but you have to be to a degree
right.
to be in that
bold.
Position.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden he was hated mm-hmm. by the far left.
And the media.
Mm-hmm. All of a sudden he was their darling when he was
yep.
making them money. As soon as then he wins the election, and before he even is inaugurated, mm-hmm. we're going to impeach him. That's what they were. That's what they said.
They started with it already
before he was even.
Even
and then they
in there.
Fabricated this whole Russian hoax,
mm-hmm.
and it was proved to be wrong. You know, all this stuff, right down to this rally at the Capitol. You know, 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and it was. He incited violence. And I listened to his entire speech and I didn't see it.
I have people there from all over state. I had people there from South Dakota that were there, Arkansas, Kansas, Texas, California, Oregon. I knew people from all over the country had never even been to D.C.
Yeah.
And they never heard one word of inciting or
yeah.
even planted the thought to go up there and
yeah.
storm the Capitol. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
And that's where we get into that fringe group.
The fringe. And let me say this. Here, Trump upended the good, often referred to the good old boy and girl networks
yeah.
in both parties.
Exactly.
He upended. They didn't think it was possible, and it happened because he touched the hearts of the everyday person.
The working guy.
He became
yeah.
the champion of the everyday person, the working guy,
yeah.
and the common people. And what I've said, and I've even had tough conversations with my youngest child, who swings way liberal, that this is not about Republican and Democrat. It's not even against black and white and Hispanic and all the different colors of skin. It's a class warfare thing.
Yeah.
It's the ruling class controlling the workers.
And it started a long time ago, but it was inflamed by the previous administration.
Mm-hmm.
It was all you heard from that administration was white against black, rich against poor,
mm-hmm.
Religion against religion.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't matter.
Right.
They separated,
divided
every group.
Boxed
and then,
up.
And exactly.
Mm-hmm.
This happened 14 years ago.
Yep.
When Obama
got elected.
And then it all of a sudden, and they're really good at this, the narrative flipped.
Mm-hmm.
So now all of a sudden, it's the other party's fault.
Yep.
And they've done this over millennial.
It's always the other party's
fault.
Their mode of operation hasn't changed. It's
no.
just the times and the culture and the relevancy. And so we have to come together. And I want to talk to you, listener, right now. Those of you that are extremely frustrated with President Trump for not pulling the whatever you heard through the underground that he was supposed to do or whatever, I'm telling you, friends, don't give up. Don't disengage. This is the time we need to be empowered. We need to be educated. We need to get engaged in the process. And I encourage you, don't disassociate from the Republican Party. We need strong individuals equipped in the Constitution and in our community. And I love the saying, wise as serpent, gentle as dove. It talks about that in the Bible, that we've got to be strategic. And we've got to learn from their grassroots efforts on how they've engaged people and what they're doing. Because I think we've just been going along to get along and been so naive, thinking that one man's going to save us. Here in Oregon, you know, and we've already had a savior.
Yeah, well, yeah, and as far as, you know, engaging, get involved in the party. Don't just sit back and criticize
exactly
the party. And you can do this Republican Democrat. I mean, we're Republican.
Right.
Conservative. I never used to call myself a Republican. I was actually independent
mm-hmm.
for many years.
Me too.
And then I switched because it wasn't getting anywhere.
Right.
You've got to get involved instead of criticizing.
Mm-hmm.
You want a change then get involved and be a part of the change. We've got multiple opportunities coming up. We're putting together a volunteer group that's going to fundraising groups and ways that you can get involved, that you can make your voice heard in the party.
Yes.
It's not run by one person.
Right.
It's a group,
a community.
It's a community of people, and we don't always all agree on everything until we come together and talk, and then we have to learn, okay, yeah, we can bend a little here, we can push a little there, and that's what it's about.
Reasoning together for change, and we can do this. We're going to come back with some more specific things that we can get involved in. Coming up, you're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, hanging out with Mike Adams in the studio today. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
Good morning, Salem. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Enjoying a fantastic Wednesday. Warming up to 29 degrees. It's going to get up to 47 today. Rain in the forecast for tomorrow, but it looks like partly sunny towards the weekend, Friday and Saturday, with temperatures 48, 46. In the studio with me, I have Mike Adams. And, you know, we talked the first part of the hour about your businesses and how all this local trying to stay open, trying to stay viable, trying to make a living for your family. And you have to go outside, eat outside, because inside's in a sense condemned because it's unsafe, and yet you put these structures on a busy road. And I don't know, I'm so proud of our business owners. I'm proud of you, and you're getting through it, and I don't hear a lot of complaining. You're just trying to make it happen, take care of your employees, take care of our community. And I want to say thanks to all our listeners who are getting behind these businesses such as yours, and ordering takeout, showing up, waiting. We went to Route 99, however you say that.
She's made a huge comeback.
She has, and her patio dining is incredible. But we waited in the little waiting area, kind of inside because it was cold, to go outside, you know.
Yeah, it's
Annette
crazy.
Is doing a great job, and we've got to keep supporting these businesses. And that's one thing that people can do, right, is stay engaged.
Yeah, get out there.
Shop local.
Yeah.
Shop at the smaller places. Get out there. Another thing they can do is they can get involved and volunteer. For us, we're Republicans. Get engaged in the process. What kinds of things can they do?
Well, you can volunteer at our office. You can get on our list. We're putting together a lot of things that are going to be happening this summer.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be announcing in the next couple months.
Good.
Putting together a volunteer group that's going to help with putting on events.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest things is, you know, something that is really lacking in our school system is the constitutional and teaching the government.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to putting together, Jeff Hayne is going to be doing some classes on Constitution
mm-hmm.
coming up. He probably didn't want me to say that. He's not quite ready yet, but he's but he's working on that.
Mm-hmm.
Come to our third Thursday of every month at the VFW Hall.
Mm-hmm.
We have a meeting, a PCP meeting,
mm-hmm.
and you
it's
know become a PCP.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
come in and that that's probably one of the most important things about the elections and being part, because the PCPs, whenever say somebody has to resign from their position mm-hmm. as a senator or House mm-hmm. representatives, we have to vote a new person in. So
mm-hmm.
We pick a panel of people, picks several people to run for that seat, and then we give those names to the county commissioners.
Right.
And the county commissioners grill them
mm-hmm.
and, you know, ask them the questions, and they pick who the best person they think for the job is.
Fantastic.
So those are the kind of things that you can get involved with. There's a couple of events, the Freedom event
Fest
that's coming up
yep.
at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be doing some of the food there. That's something where you can learn a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
It's a get together, but it'll give you that idea and give you that sense of belonging.
Mm-hmm.
If you are somebody that, you know, believes that the Constitution is what we should be following
right.
and the laws of our land.
Mm-hmm.
There's an event going at River Church, mm-hmm. I think, coming up in February.
Chris Ann Hall.
Chris Ann, I've met her. She's a great lady. I've met her several times. Each time mm-hmm. she's come to Salem, I think.
Yes.
So those are the kind of things you need to look for. Keep an eye on our Marion County Republicans Facebook and website,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to do some things this year that are we've got to get. It's got to be grassroots. We've got it. We don't have the big money that the Democrats have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, against all belief, the Republicans aren't the rich ones.
Right.
We aren't the ones backed by anybody. Mm-hmm. We're grassroots.
Grassroots, local people, working people.
Working people. That's why it's hard a lot of times for mm-hmm. us to go to these rallies and these things like that. Now, I'm not sure rallies are the thing to do anymore. I'm not sure,
It may be that strategy may be one that needs to be put on pause for a while. There are a lot of different grassroots strategies. And the cool thing is, here's what I'm excited about. Years and years and years ago, I worked in that. Even before Obama was ever elected, I was a community organizer. And so lots of strategies in this head of ways, and this is before mass internet and Facebook and all of that, ways to move people and engage people for change in a way that is civil, that is kind, but certainly lets the common people have their voice back, right?
And we've got to do that or we will lose our republic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are a democratic republic or a constitutional republic, however you want to say it, but mm-hmm. we are a republic.
Mm-hmm.
We are not a democracy.
Right.
Democracy ends up being run by one party, and essentially right now that's what we're seeing happening here.
Yep, it's manifesting. This is a great time to stay engaged, to get educated. We need to get as much education not only for ourselves, get equipped and empowered, and then we need to duplicate ourselves. So it's kind of like being sent out two by two in a sense. And in our way, the things are structured. We can't have mass gatherings of multitudes of thousands of people.
And we've got to rethink it.
We've got to rethink it.
I've got to say, I made a public statement after the whole Capitol, call it what you want, riot mm-hmm, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we are totally against that.
Absolutely.
We are totally nonviolent.
Violence is not the answer.
We never have been. We weren't the ones rioting all throughout the year.
No.
It's one fringe group did some things here at our state capitol, and still not sure that they were even part of our group.
Right.
And another group at the federal level. So that's not us. We denounce that 100%. We want nonviolence. It's just unfortunate that we don't control the media,
mm-hmm.
and we don't really have any say in what they want to say.
But new media is starting, and we've got new areas that we can expose what's really going on with truth. And in the upcoming days, we're going to continue to talk about that, because the old school methods of communicating, maybe by paper, by mailers at home, we need to reinvent that, I think, to stay connected. And there's something to that, and I hope we can continue that conversation as we move forward. But I appreciate so much you being here today, and I'm hoping we can do regular check-ins. Are you good with that?
Where
we can say, hey, this is what's going on. Give us updates on your business, what you're hearing in the community. And the other thing we've got to stay engaged in, when there's city council and city commission or county commission things going on, we've got to show up, people. We've got to stay alerted to what's going on and what the issues are. So I'm really hoping my show will be, okay, friends, you need a call, you need an email.
Yeah.
So as you hear things out there, Mike, let me know so we can continue to be that voice and that connection.
One thing right now is there's some spots opening up on our local school board.
Okay.
Those are an area that people can get involved with.
Okay.
We're losing control of what's happening in our schools, and to educate our children at that level, we've got to be involved.
Well, there's ways that we can stay engaged. There's ways we can continue to stand strong, even though it looks like our president is out and a new one is in. What a great time. We are living now, friends, in this specific time for a purpose and a reason. Thank you, Mike. God bless you and your business. Keep us updated, and we'll see you at the Republican functions, okay?
All right. We'll see you there.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Enjoying a wonderful Wednesday with you, my friends. Stay encouraged. Keep the faith. Don't embrace fear. You and I, we can make a difference. Have a great day.